This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and edition of Auto World. In this hour of the program, we're in luck because we're going to be joined by the editor-in-chief of Automobile Magazine, and we're going to be talking about the 2017 All-Stars chosen by Automobile, and we'll also talk to the gentleman all about the recently concluded press days of the New York International Auto Show, where there were a whole slew of vehicles unveiled, both on site at the Javits Center as well as off site as well, and we'll get his take on that. Telephone wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. It's toll free, so feel free from anywhere across North America at 877-99662. I do a number of radio shows, so sometimes I get my brain a little scrambled here. 855-662-4261. 855-662-4261. Now that we've got that straightened out. And also, don't forget, you can hit me up via email anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, whether you're listening to us live, whether you're listening to us in podcast form, archive form, on-demand form, whatever form, don't hesitate to participate. And the best email is simple. It's bob@autoworldradio.com. Automobile Magazine was founded back in 1986 by David E. Davis Jr. And in the time that it's been around, there have only been a select number of folks to be editor-in-chief. I had the pleasure of working with this gentleman at Motor Trend, where at the time he was in charge of the web, but he is now the editor-in-chief of Automobile Magazine, and I'm very proud to have him on the show and looking forward to chatting with Mike Floyd. Mike, welcome, and thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Bob. Thanks for the nice introduction. I really appreciate it, and happy Easter out there to everybody.
Thank you, Mike. And again, just picking up a little bit on the history of Automobile Magazine, besides David E. and Gene Jennings and a British gentleman for a very short tenure, those have been the editors-in-chief, and of course now yourself. So that's an elite group, to say the least. And what did it feel like when you were called upon to assume the duties of editor-in-chief of Automobile?
Well, as you said, David E. Davis was a giant in the business of publishing, and specifically around enthusiast car enthusiast magazines. He went way back to kind of the founding of Car and Driver. When he founded Automobile in 1986, he brought Gene Jennings, who at the time was Gene Lindemood, on, and she carried on the tradition. And you know, one of the things about Automobile that when from the very start, what they wanted to do is to try to give people a different kind of feel for what it was like to interact with cars. So, more experiential type stuff, more drives for the sake of driving, and not as much kind of numbers and testing, some of the stuff that you'll see with the other magazines. And so I think that's one of the things that I've really hopefully tried to carry on that tradition. And so It was an absolute honor. Angus McKenzie, who was running Motor Trend at the time, and one of my mentors, helped get me to the position, and can't thank him enough. Like I said, a true honor, you know, to follow the giants in the business, like Gene and David E. You know, I don't purport to be as anywhere near as huge in our universe as those two were, but you know, I think we're doing some pretty good stuff at the book and as a brand. So it's an honor.
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. You're doing great work there. It looks wonderful, and you've got a great team, and a couple of also former Motor Trend alumni have joined you, including Todd Lassa and Arthur St. Antoine, in addition to all the other great people that you've got involved, from Ezra Dreyer to Robert Comfort and many, many others.
Yeah. Ezra has moved on to Car and Driver, but, you know, we have a lot of different, you know, we have some folks, like you said, like Robert Comfort and Jamie Kittman and George Cocker, who are giants in this business in their own right. And then, yeah, as you said, some folks that we've brought on from Motor Trend, some folks that have been around the brand for a long time, like Ronald Ahrens and others, and some new folks that we have, some younger voices, some really good people as well. So we've switched the roster up a little bit, but overall, you know, a lot of the voices, a lot of the people that our readers have come to know are still with us, and hopefully some better voices and some different voices at times have joined our group. So I'm happy to have them all on board.
Tell our listeners about the annual selection of the 2017 All-Stars, a little bit about the particulars of where you go and what kind of evaluation you put the nominees through. I understand there were 23 contenders for 2017.
Yeah, so every year what we do is we take a look at the vehicles that are out there on the market, and usually the last 2 years we've done our test in December, so we kind of make sure that the cars are all available within 12 months preceding our test. So what we do from there is we kind of hone that list down of all the vehicles that are on the market and kind of hone it down to vehicles that we think make a lot of sense. You know, for people that enjoy the enthusiasm of vehicles. Now, there are some vehicles that are, you know, kind of higher tech type vehicles, or some obviously we tend to skew a little bit more towards the more fun and fast and that kind of stuff. But we also like to get a diverse mix in there, vehicles that a lot of people are talking about, vehicles that people may not have heard about before, but so we're trying to make sure that we got a top tier mix of vehicles that get there just to get there, and then what we do is we'll take them out on a couple of days out on the road. This year we are up at Mount Charleston in Nevada. It's about 45 minutes northwest of Las Vegas, and it's about crest at 8,400 feet. It's a beautiful stretch of road that we had the cars out and evaluated them there. And then we went to a track called Speed Vegas, which is just south of Las Vegas, brand new facility. It's a 1.5-mile track. And in the cars in our test that were more kind of track theme type cars, like the Acura NSX and the BMW M2 and cars like that, the Ford Focus RS, those kind of cars, they got stretched out at Speed Vegas. And after that, we had 19 editors with us voting, everyone from kind of new green hires up to our pro race car driver, Andy Pilgrim, who has become an ancillary part of our staff. We're happy to have him on board. He provides a lot of expert commentary. So, our 19 editors get out there after, you know, a couple of days, 3-4 days out there evaluating vehicles. We just basically vote on them. We argue about them all the time, and we vote on them. And this year we had six of them that we decided out of that 23 that made the cut.
Well, we'll take a pit stop for some important messages, but when we come back on the other side, we're going to tell everybody about the All-Stars and about the venue you chose to unveil the All-Stars, which is an interesting story as well. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
They wake me up every morning. Their tails are always wagging. They're just running constantly and chasing, you know, shadows and sticks. Their coats are much better. They're very happy dogs. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.com.
I have three dogs, golden retrievers. And I make their own food, ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops. It takes a few minutes every week. Before the Dynavite, they were overweight. They slept all the time, so now they jump all over me when I'm putting it in their bowls. They're crazy about this food, and their vet said that it's so much healthier for them. Go check out Rescue Dogs. They're just waiting to be loved. Get them started on this Dynavite diet, the health food for animals, and you'll see amazing results.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
It's my pleasure to be with you each and every week at this very same time on this very same station. Or if you're listening online at GCN Live, anywhere in the world, we welcome you. Mike Floyd is with us, editor-in-chief of Automobile Magazine. I'm a huge fan of automobile. I love the no boring cars philosophy, and I love the way that the all-stars are chosen without price caps or categories. It's a magazine for folks who really just love driving, and Mike's been telling us about the All-Star selections for 2017 and where the evaluation process took place. And last year, 2016, I remember just before the New York Auto Show press days, you guys did a press conference to announce the All-Stars there. But this year, you took it to a great event founded by Bill Warner. Tell our listeners about where the All-Stars were announced for 2017, Mike.
Yeah, so we announced our All-Stars this year at the Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance. And like you said, Bill Warner is a fantastic guy, just a huge, huge man in this business. He is fantastic, really great to work with. Him and his team were great to work with. They had some weather issues. They had to move up the Concours to Saturday this year and kind of played havoc with a lot of different things, including our event. But they bent over backwards, and we had a great reveal. Amelia Island is is a great event for us. I think it makes sense for us. We're kind of a classic and modern classic brand in a lot of respects. We do a lot of that kind of stuff. We do auctions. We do a lot of classic cars, and we'll be doing more of that kind of stuff. So it makes sense with us. And one of the things obviously was different is we do a lot of new cars, so it was a little bit different for a lot of the folks there in that we revealed our six cars, and like you said, kind of a no boring cars philosophy. So many of them are the kind of cars that you'd expect to see an enthusiast magazine, auto magazine type like ours pick. And the six were the Porsche Cayman S, the Acura NSX, the BMW M2, the Honda Civic Hatchback Sport, the Volvo S90, and a really interesting pick, a little bit out there, the Chevrolet Bolt EV. So those were our six for this year.
And great selections across the board. Let's talk about the individual winners, beginning with the NSX. This, of course, is the successor to the first-generation NSX, which was introduced in the early 1990s. It was billed at that time as kind of a poor man's Ferrari, or more like a Ferrari that could be driven every day, unlike the then mechanically handicapped Ferraris of that era and before. But this NSX I have not had a chance to drive yet. It combines traditional power, internal combustion power, with electricity, and I understand it's just magic to drive. And when you stop and think about it, Mike, I mean, it's an expensive vehicle, but in order to get the same type of technology in a true high-performance vehicle, you would have had to purchase a Porsche 917 or a LaFerrari or a P1 from the folks at McLaren. So when you look at that, you could sell it to your wife as, it's a bargain.
Yeah, potentially. The car that we had out there was close to $200,000 of options, but they start in the late 150s. Like you said, it's a kind of a hybrid type supercar, twin turbo six with an electric motor, power in the front wheels. Total system horsepower is, I believe, 573 horsepower. And you're absolutely right. It's a dynamite car to drive. It makes even, schlubs like me feel like they're a hero out of the track. And, like I said, Andy Pilgrim's kind of our in-house pro race car driver, was really stunned by it. Gets great gas mileage, is easy to drive on a day-to-day basis. I had it out several times. I had it out at the Angeles Crest Highway, and people were just all over it. They really liked to hear about it. It's like you said, it's a different formula than most of the other supercars out there. It's just an amazing car, built and primarily engineered and designed in the U.S. as well. So that's really interesting too.
Yeah, just a great pick, and as you said, makes regular everyday drivers heroes, and whenever you get that in a vehicle, that's magic in itself. Another magical vehicle is, without question, the M2. Lots of folks have gotten a little bit upset in recent years with BMW moving into vehicles like the M4, a little bit more grand touring in their attitude, not taking anything away from that vehicle. But still, a lot of folks were longing for a more traditional, earlier M3-like experience. And I understand, I haven't driven this one either, I understand this M2 is very much like a throwback to some of the earlier M3s.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a compact coupe. Really, really fun to drive. It's both you can get it either in manual or their dynamic shift dual clutch transmission. About 360 horsepower, I believe, around there with that car. Turbocharged. It's a blast to drive on a track. It's a really nice interior. It is definitely, like you said, it's more of that kind of car. Gets back to their roots a little bit more. As you said, I think BMW has been getting a lot more tech heavy and those kind of things in recent years, and I think that's maybe turned a few people off. But this car is definitely more of a kind of a back to basics kind of roots type car. It's smaller, it's nimbler, it's all those things. It's a great vehicle.
No question about it, Mike. Let's jump to the one that you mentioned, a vehicle that is a little bit of a different choice for Automobile Magazine, but nevertheless an award-winning choice. It was named the North American Car of the Year. It was also named Motor Trend's Car of the Year. And certainly from an accomplishment standpoint, this vehicle gives a regular guy like you and I the opportunity to have the kind of cruising power that you get in a Tesla, which all is said wonderful about the Tesla, the Model S gets up there in price over $100,000 quite quickly, and this is quite the opposite.
Yeah, absolutely. And this one kind of surprised me a little bit. Being kind of an enthusiast, spent magazine, for the kind of the love of driving. This car is different in that way. But one of the things that I've said to my staff is, we're going to seek out cars that are game changing. And even if they aren't, fantastic to drive and out at the track or whatever, if they really make a difference in the market, I think we need to take a look at them. And the Chevrolet Bolt EV is one of those cars. It's about 240 miles range, and it's just a great little car.
Very well said. Mike Floyd is with us, editor-in-chief of Automobile Magazine. Don't go away. This is Auto World.
East of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, what's up, man? How you driving Cadillac there? I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
Floyd is our very special guest. We're telling you all about the 2017 Automobile All-Stars, the Acura NSX, the BMW M2, the Chevrolet Bolt EV, and now we're up to a vehicle that I had the opportunity to drive just recently, the Honda Civic Hatchback Sport, and I was so impressed with this vehicle. To me, it was almost a transformation of the Civic in many, many ways. I'm so happy to see Honda getting into turbocharging technology. So happy to see them bring this British-built vehicle into the States. And it's to me, the best Civic I've ever driven, Mike. And you guys, without question, must have felt the same making it an all-star.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Honda, like you said, it's kind of definitely back on track with enthusiasts. This car starts at 22,000, six-speed manual, 180 horsepower turbocharged, 1.5 liter, as you said. Just a blast to drive. I was riding shotgun with our pro race car driver, Andy Pilgrim, in it, and he was just hammering this car around the racetrack. And so it can get after it out on the racetrack. It's efficient. It's fun to drive, and they've got a lot more coming. They've got the Civic Si and the Civic Type R, which is built on the same line, as you mentioned, in England and the UK. So really great things to come from Honda, and this car was absolutely worthy of being an all-star.
And we've never seen an R before here in North America, so that's going to be a real treat.
Right.
And look forward to that. Always look forward to driving anything Porsche, and certainly the Boxster and Cayman are wonderful vehicles. Porsche has done a little name change a little bit with the Cayman and Boxster lineup. It is now known as the 718 Cayman S in this particular generation. And certainly when it comes to a vehicle that that handles and just feels right from a driver's perspective, it doesn't get much better than this.
No, it doesn't. This is the 13th time a Cayman or a Boxster has been named an all-star. So, as you know, that'll tell you this car has been a humongous favorite of staff, past and present. It's this car now has a turbocharged 350 horsepower. So the turbocharged engine is a definitely a departure for Porsche. There's some that weren't really thrilled with that. I think that's overblown. Still a great car on a multitude of levels, and I think the new engine is just fine.
And the final all-star for 2017, Volvo's S90, which is just a great balance of many different elements. I mean, it certainly has all kinds of luxury goodies and comfort, but it also has great driving characteristics. Tell our listeners a little bit more about this Volvo, and they seem to be on a roll producing some really good vehicles.
Yeah, absolutely. Volvo, this car was our design of the year, so that'll tell you we were really, really enraptured. Robert Cumberford, our automotive design editor, especially with its exterior appearance. It's just a really stately, really good-looking full-size, mid to full-size sedan. It's kind of in that mid to full-size range. Interior is fantastic. They have a touchscreen navigation slash infotainment, which is really, really nice. The interior materials are great, and like you said, it's not going to get after it on the canyons, but its ride is really good. It soaks up the bumps really well, and you know, it handles okay for that type of vehicle. So it's and it has a plug-in as well, and yeah, their whole lineup. They just revealed the XC60 at the Geneva show. It was also at New York. Great little compact SUV. So they are on a roll, as you said.
We're chatting with Mike Floyd, the editor-in-chief of Automobile Magazine. If you haven't checked out Automobile in a while, I would encourage you to do so, because Mike and his staff are doing a tremendous job, and it's a real treat to pick up that on the newsstand, or certainly subscribe to it and save yourself a little bit of money. This is definitely a magazine that anybody that loves cars is going to enjoy on a monthly basis. And Andy Pilgrim, I've interviewed him a gazillion times, so next time you see him, give him my best. Talk about a really nice guy, because not all race car drivers are like Andy, and he's just a really down-to-earth and extraordinarily talented driver.
Yes, he absolutely is. Multi-race winning. He's driven all manner of different cars. He's had an amazing career, multiple decades now. He's done all kinds of things. And one of the things he does now, he's a driver safety advocate, especially with teen drivers. He goes all over the country doing that as well. He races all over the world. He was a Cadillac factory driver, before, what he's doing most recently, kind of a hired gun driver now. Yeah, he's an amazing guy, does all kinds of different things, and he's a heck of a golfer, too, which is it's really annoying. The guy's great at everything.
Yeah, there are people like that, Mike. I know exactly what you mean. makes the rest of us feel a little bit squirrely, but that is without question a great gentleman and a great addition to your staff. Let's talk a little bit about the recently concluded press days. It's open for the public now, the New York International Auto Show, and some of the trends there. And one of the major trends was manufacturers introducing the vehicles outside the show floor. Of course, today, auto shows aren't what they used to be even just a few years ago. So much is leaked, so much is given to the media sometimes well in advance, and the embargo dates aren't really a major factor with some of the manufacturers. They're all looking to get the limelight, and I guess with the expense of some of the auto shows, it's cheaper for folks like Dodge with their Demon or Acura with their TLX to do that offsite. Not to mention Ford with some interesting surprises. But what do you think about this trend about doing it offsite the night before? A little bit different.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, this is something that's happened through my career on the digital side, kind of watching things evolve and going to auto shows. And there was a time where everyone kind of surprised people at auto shows. And right now there's not a lot of that in the events before. Everybody wants to have, you know, their own kind of controlled, like, really cool thing, and they want to do it in the way they want to do it, and that's kind of what's happening now. So it's kind of stretching out the days, and that's fine. The Dodge Demon press conference was, as you said, was pretty amazing. There were some other really interesting events as well, you know, all through. There was, I think, 7 or 8 events just before the first press day. So I think they, like you said, I think they just want to control the message. They want to make sure that their vehicles presented in the best light, and they feel like these events are the best way to do it.
And certainly, speaking of the digital realm, the Dodge Demon was featured in a series of short videos, I believe at least 12 or 13 of them posted every week, to give people a little hint of what was to come. And it certainly created a lot of buzz, a lot of guessing about the vehicle. And when you look at the vehicle as a whole, it is quite a technological masterpiece in a lot of ways, with its 840 horsepower laying down that kind of quarter mile number, being now, at the moment at least, the fastest 0 to 60 car in the world at 2.3 seconds. When we come back, we'll get Automobile's take on the new Demon from Dodge, as well as some of the other stars of the New York International Auto Show. My name is Bob Long. The name of the program is Auto World. Don't go away. We're coming right back after these messages.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have new sponsors nationwide. AMSOIL distributors George Douglas and Dan Watson have signed on. George and Dan are two of AMSOIL's largest distributors. George is an expert in aviation maintenance with over 35 years of lubrication experience. Dan is a certified lubrication specialist and a U.S. Navy nuclear propulsion specialist with over 25 years of lubrication experience. These guys can answer all of your questions and ensure you get the best lubrication products for your cars, trucks, boats, or anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication for the auto world. AMSOIL provides the best lubrication money can buy. Ensure you get the best results with the best advice. To contact George Douglas, go to oilhelp.com. That's oilhelp.com, or call 800-887-6698. To contact Dan Watson, go to thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com, or call 800-370-2986.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Legacy?
AutomobileMag.com is the website for Automobile Magazine. Mike Floyd, editor-in-chief, is with us. He has told us about the All-Stars for 2017. Now we're talking about the New York International Auto Show and some of the stars there. And Mike, interesting to get your take on the Demon. Lots of folks were predicting it was going to have more horsepower, but in reality, what it puts out is without question a whole lot. And when you look at the technology, the racing technology, and some of the other cool things that they've done with this vehicle, kudos to all of those SRT engineers.
Yeah, absolutely. Most folks probably have heard of the, you know, the Dodge Hellcat vehicles that were 707 horsepower. This is an evolution of that car, but it's strictly a drag type car. So what they want you to do is they've got a bunch of different kind of modifications that you can make to take this thing straight to the drag strip. And this car is so fast that it can get under 10 seconds. And if it does go under 10 seconds at any NHRA-sanctioned drag strip, you're going to need to get a roll cage installed. That's how insane this car is. And you can drive it on the street. There's a 808 horsepower kind of street type modification that you can basically get out of the box. But yeah, if you want to take it to the drag strip, there's definitely a couple of things you're going to have to do to it. So it's kind of this hybrid car. Dodge wanted to make sure that this car could be driven on the street, unlike some of the offerings from Ford and Chevy that have straight drag type cars that they offer. So this car is kind of a hybrid in that way, but quite a feat of engineering, and kudos to them. It's kind of the zenith of muscle cars, I think, right now. That I think we're going to see not much more of these kind of cars in the future.
For all of us arrested adolescents who love those kind of cars, now's the time, if you're fortunate enough to have the funds or have the credit, take Mike's advice, because if you want a ZL1 or a Hellcat or a Demon or a GT350 or an upcoming GT500, get it while you can. Let's talk about Range Rover. This new vehicle from Range Rover is quite a striking looking vehicle, and I'm a fan of the Range Rover brand, Land Rover brand, and certainly the Evoque is a vehicle I have always had tremendous respect for design-wise and otherwise, and this kind of takes that same formula and ups it a little bit. I bet you this is going to be probably their best-selling vehicle.
Oh, I agree with you. It's kind of in that sweet spot of size between the Evoque and the Range Rover Sport. So it's kind of right in the middle on that kind of size level. Has three engine options, including a diesel that gets around 30 miles an hour gallon highway. The interior is fantastic. It's got kind of this wool interior, really neat kind of interesting, something that you haven't really seen before, really different, some configurable screens. So it's it looks great outside. It's probably, in my mind, the best-looking Range Rover of the modern Range Rovers that you've seen in the past, like 5 to 10 years. So absolutely a great-looking vehicle. Yeah, they're probably not going to be able to keep them on the lot.
Yeah. Another one that's going to be, I think, in high demand is we had heard about this vehicle being in queue for quite some time, utilizing the Hellcat engine, the not Trailhawk, but Trackhawk edition of the Jeep Grand Cherokee. And this thing with its all-wheel drive system is really going to scoot to 60.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's somewhere in the low threes. To 60, like 11.3 second quarter mile. So out of an SUV, it's pretty astonishing. It has the Hellcat engine in it, like you said. And it can also tow 7,200 pounds. So it's just a screamer. They have made SRT versions of that vehicle. So this one is kind of the highest spec. They're certainly getting their mileage out of that, the Hellcat Hemi engine, the 6.4 liter, with 707 horsepower. So they're getting everything they can get out of that engine. And yeah, for sure, if you're into SUVs, just stop on the gas, going super fast. That's the car.
It's unfortunate that in recent times it seems like the Europeans and most journalists love wagons. Wagons is kind of a dirty word. It isn't utilized in the marketing of a lot of these vehicles, but Buick unveiled, I don't know what else to call it, a wagon in New York. Tell our listeners all about this new offering from the Buick brand.
Yeah, it's called the Tour X, and as you said, they've gone great pains to basically not call it a wagon, but like you said, there are a lot of vehicles out there, a lot of these smaller crossovers. I'm driving the QX30 Infiniti right now, and call it whatever you want. It's really just a wagon, and I think it's the Buick especially is a good looking vehicle. It's got a lot of room to it. these kind of vehicles have kind of a lower center of gravity, but they're a little bit higher up there than most sedans. So it's a good looking vehicle. It's it's basically kind of an Opel insignia wagon. Opels have been sold by GM, so this will probably be kind of the last couple of cars that will be kind of Opel slash Buick cars. So, but it's a good looking, like I said, station wagon, like you said.
Let's talk about some more from New York, some other interesting vehicles making debuts there. From an automobile magazine standpoint, Mike, what were some of your other favorite vehicles at the show in the Big Apple?
Well, I think Lincoln did a great job updating their Navigator, so full-size SUV, really good looking inside and out, kind of has the elements of the Continental, so 450 horsepower, really nice. Not sure about, you know, the big giant SUV market, but I think they're going to do well there. Hyundai introduced their first SUV called the GV80 Concept, which they said is going to have a plug-in hydrogen fuel cell powertrain, or at least the concept does. So they're building a brand. I talked to Manfred Fitzgerald, their CEO, and he's determined to build a high-end luxury brand with different powertrains, and I think the announcement of that powertrain was interesting. It's a good-looking SUV. Honda is expanding their Clarity lineup, so now they have an EV, and they have a plug-in hybrid EV now. The EV does 80 miles, which is not a lot when you consider what the Bolt is, 240, but they say the 80-mile range works for them. So the Buick the Acura TLX A-Spec, as you mentioned before, it's kind of a higher spec version of the TLX sedan. They've done a good job updating that. Hyundai updated their Sonata as well. So, some cars there, but a lot more SUVs. Toyota unveiled a concept called the FT4X, which is aimed at millennials that are casual core and not hardcore off-roaders. Mm-hmm. So take that for what you will. So, okay. And then, so those are kind of a different thing. So, some SUVs, some updates of cars that have been out there, some significant updates of cars that have been out there for a while. So, not a lot of brand new sheet metal, but a lot of like really good updates of existing vehicles.
So well said, Mike. And one of those vehicles getting an update is one of my favorite vehicles, the Ian Callum Penned F-Type Jag, which in coupe form is just drop-dead gorgeous. And now you're going to be able to get a turbo four-cylinder variant on that. That should be interesting. And another vehicle that certainly is without question an important vehicle is anything with the AMG badge. They sell more AMGs here in North America than any place else in the world. It's a big anniversary year for AMG, and when it comes to California, they sell more in California also than any other part of the world, and lots of activity on the AMG side of Mercedes in New York.
Yeah, absolutely. AMG is their 50th, and we're going to have an article in our July issue about that.
Great. We'll have to get you back for that. Mike, it's a real pleasure having you on the show. Let's try and do this as often as you can. Say hello to all my friends. I wish I was out there with you, believe me. And we look forward to getting you back on the show.
All right, Bob. Thanks a lot. It was my pleasure. And again, happy Easter to everybody out there.
Attention. Thank you, Mike. Truck
owners. You got it. Thanks to you, Bob. Appreciate it.
Complete vehicle makeover worth up to $15,000 and a trip to SEMA. All you have to do is go to blog.jcwhitney.com/wrenchandride and upload a picture of your rig today for a chance to win. Check out our event calendar to find out when the JC Whitney Wrench and Ride Tour is visiting your favorite car show.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.